forces and will react. But other information will come through the work of the police. So it's a combination of the capabilities of the state and the communities.
Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has described as surprising the removal of foreign nationals from the Central Methodist Church at Greenmarket Square to Bellville. Cape Town Mayor Dan Plato says the move on Thursday was premature after police moved over 500 people to Bellville, some 20 kilometres away, without the city's agreement. Plato says the city is preparing an alternative site in Wingfield near Maitland. Motsoaledi says authorities are seeking to clarify the series of events.
That land where we moved these people was chosen by the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure together with the Mayor of Cape Town. They were together. And the Minister of Police complained to me because he said, you told me that the Premier of Western Cape wants me to come and help. At any rate, it's the job of police to help. When we do so, we are now being condemned.
The Western Cape Education Department says school feeding schemes will resume during the lockdown period. The school nutrition program feeds more than 480,000 learners during the school term. The program, however, stopped when schools were closed early amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Provincial Education Minister Debbie Schaefer says officials have been working hard to find a solution that would ensure that learners do not go hungry during this extended school closure. And South Korea has reported fewer than 50 new coronavirus cases for the first time since its peak at the end of February. The country has recorded over 10,000 cases with 186 deaths. The BBC's Laura Becker reports.
The Vice Health Minister said it was too soon to tell if the rate of infection is on a downward trend on today alone, and he warned that the number of people being tested had also decreased over the weekend. The government has set a target of under 50 new cases each day in a bid to reopen schools.
Your top story at midday. In his weekly letter to the nation, President Cyril Ramaphosa says through collaboration, the continent will prove that it's more than capable of curbing the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Nkosi Sikelela iAfrika.
God bless Africa.
Composer and teacher Enoch Sontonga could never have known that his hymn, written in 1897, would become our national anthem.
And inspire Siya Kolisi and his men in green and gold to become world champions in 2019.
This song that went from churches to the struggle to the sports field is once again being used in a fight that needs South Africans to come together as we stay apart. This